This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, it's a very exciting night in New York, and I want to say thank you to those of you that have been here for hour number one. You got to enjoy Eric Metaxas and the question, is atheism dead? The subject of his new book. You miss any of that conversation, you can go back and get the podcast. Always available without charge to you at any place you get your favorite podcast. Just look for Kevin McCullough or Radio Night Live and go to tonight's date, which is the 13th of November. You'll be able to look up tonight's broadcast in there in hour one. Eric Metaxas will be there. Now, I've got even more exciting things to say thank you for. In the last little bit, Donna from Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's come to my attention that in the last little bit, you have just decided to rescue four slaves with CSI and the annual project that we're doing here to rescue slaves from Northern Sudan. And Donna, I want to say thank you to you for your generosity. I am very moved by that. Also, Martha from Astoria, Queens, freeing a slave yesterday. So, Martha, thank you for that. Let's see. There was another one here. Joanne from Yucaipa, California, I think is how you say the name of the town. Stepping up. And then there's been a ton of people that have given gifts even smaller. She freed two slaves, by the way. But then some of you have given $30 or $25 or $25 a month, and you're building up to the 10 months to be able to equate the liberation of one slave. And I'm grateful. So far this year, I believe we have had, let's see, 118 plus 31 is 149, if I'm doing math correctly, individual donations from you, individual donors that have stepped forward. And in that, we have liberated 158 slaves in our year-long project. We had 192 on the list in February. We've actually held a slave liberation proceeding already once this year, due to the ability to do that earlier in the year. And we're hoping that before the end of this year, before Christmas, we are able to rescue the final 34 that are on the list. And I want to say thank you, especially tonight, to a fellow by the name of Larry from Staten Island in New York, because Larry, month after month, every single month, it looks like on the 5th of each month, has liberated a slave every month this year. And he has taken the McCullough Family Challenge. We're trying to do the same. And we are very moved that someone else has stepped up and done that. And when you do that together, friends, you affect twice as much good. I'm very, very proud of the fact that we at Radio Night Live not only advocate for the cause of these slaves, but every one of my staff members this year has made the decision not to just liberate one, but more than one in each of the families represented that work together on this show. This is, and I've not asked them to do that. This was something that they decided to do individually on their own. I don't even know if they knew that the other ones did it or not, but they do now, I guess. But long story short, it is the coming together of these 149 people that have liberated these 158 slaves. And with 34 more women that we have their name, we know where they're at, we know that they have the ability to be liberated if we can just find their sponsor tonight, before Christmas. If we can speak for them before Christmas, we can get them home to their family back in the country where they came from with an entire bag of what we call hope. but really is practical tools, tools for gardening, for preparing food, a year's worth of sorghum grain so that they are able to be fed. Microenterprise helps with goats and crops and things that they'll be able to do to help support themselves. And friends, this happens when people like you step forward and say, yeah, count me in. For $250, I can change a person's life. I can pull them out of slavery and give them freedom forever. And friends, it's not just the word slavery. If you knew what these women went through, there was one woman that we helped liberate whose slave master was so harsh. He so hated the fact that she had kind of a quick sense of humor and a kind of a biting wit. And at one point in time, he grew tired of it, and he nailed her tongue to a tree. This is on top of the stuff that she had already suffered. Most of the women taken in slavery during the Sudan Civil War have been brutalized, raped, assaulted, sodomized. They have been forced to what's called circumcise themselves, which is not a medical practice that's needed for women at all. It is strictly an act of barbaric, radical Islamic dominance over their captive slaves. And they were forced to do so with things like the lids of tin cans and rusty scissors and sometimes a half a knife blade or something like that if they were lucky. Many women died of some of those procedures because they didn't have proper medical care. But what happens is when we find them, when we locate them, when our retrievers are able to pin down where they are and figure out who they are and where they came from, then a negotiation happens with those slave masters. And those slave masters care more about their cattle than they do their people. They also need a vaccine for their cattle called Avidium, and they can't get it in Sudan. But Christian Solidarity International has figured out how to get it in abundance. And they will trade a shot, basically a vaccine's worth dose of Navidium, for one piece of cattle for the life of their slave. Sometimes the slaves represent more of a burden to them in terms of having to try to keep them alive. But if we can make that trade, then that $250 gift that you give creates that brand new future, that bag of hope, that goat that will help give them some economic means to support themselves. And when they are retrieved and when we liberate them, we bring them first to South Sudan where they go through an entire liberation kind of recovery process. There's a camp ground, if you can kind of imagine it, a restful, respite kind of camp experience where they have medical attention, they have psychological attention that's given to them. They are helped to remember things that they may have forgotten, their Christian names, where they came from, what their story was. Sometimes they've never told their story, so to help write that down for them so that they can have it for themselves for posterity is a huge gift. And when they've recovered from that initial time, then CSI provides the bag of hope, and then the final leg of the journey is getting them back to where they came from in South Sudan, whether it's with family, with a region of the country where they were familiar, etc., because some of their homes and families were exterminated in the Civil War. But if they can get back to the village, and friends, when they do, their hometown throws the biggest party you can imagine, and it goes on for days. They are so happy to retrieve their loved ones. And that's what you make happen. Your one-time gift of $250, or if you need to break it up, $125 over the next 2 months. But if we had 34 of you that could take that challenge and say, yes, I'm gonna speak for one of those slaves tonight. You can do it $50 a month for 5 months, however you have to do it to get there. But if we can speak for them before the end of the year, then they will be liberated in our next liberation process, and we need your help. 888-342-1010 is that number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, for the remainder of this hour, every slave that we liberate, we have a matching challenge underway. So there is a single donor who has pledged to match every single liberated slave we can liberate tonight for the next 58 minutes or so. Or, I'm sorry, less than that. It's 43 minutes left in the hour. For the next 43 minutes, every slave we can liberate tonight will be matched slave for slave. So another person is going to come alongside and donate as well. Will you help us maximize that gift? if no one gives during the next hour, then that doesn't really make that match that valuable. But if we do, friends, we free twice as many people. And they're willing to match up to the full 34 slaves. In fact, they're willing to free 100 slaves in this matching challenge. If we could liberate another 100, and we're always working on more negotiations and adding more names to the needs. So if you could help us right now, it would make a huge difference, because you'd be liberating twice as many people at the same time. 888-342-1010. But our goal is to get these 34 liberated on or before Christmas, and we need your help. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Because of your generosity in the past, we have liberated more than 1,000 slaves right here at this radio show over the last 4 years. We'd like to add at least another couple of hundred to that this year. Will you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org and click on Kevin McCullough's picture there in the middle of the page. Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's the Ladies Lounge with KT McFarland. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, welcome in. It's Kevin McCullough in the second hour. We always open up the ladies' lounge and very much appreciate the expertise that various female voices lend to the conversation each year. And my next guest is no stranger. She's joined us several times. But when she served in the Pentagon, she was the equivalent, civilian-wise, of a four-star general. And so with that command and respect, we very much appreciate her ability to give us some degree of insight on what's going on. And there's a big word in the news all the time these days. Well, actually, it's not in the news. It should be. China. What's going on? Lots of things are going on there. And KT McFarland, welcome back. Good to have you. I'm curious, why aren't we seeing more being reported on the Chinese issue?
I think this is what's the most upsetting thing. Is that, number one, China's doing what it's doing. It's having a massive military buildup. They've created hypersonic weapons. We do not have hypersonic weapons.
Please explain for the adults sitting in the second row like me. What does hypersonic? How to distinguish them from what we've had in the past?
All right. So normally missiles, if you shoot a missile off from a submarine or a land-based missile, it goes up in the air like you're throwing a baseball. So it goes
right
up in the air, and then gravity brings it down at a certain point. So that's the kind of weapons, missiles, we have, everybody has. Now, China has tested a new one, which is not reliant on a ballistic missile. That's called a ballistic missile. In the case of China, they send a satellite up, and the satellite orbits the Earth, and then from the satellite launches a missile. So it can be very quick. It's differentiated between a ballistic missile in that it can be undetected because it's going to come from a satellite. You're not going to be able to see it on radar coming up from the land or from the ocean. And number two, it's almost impossible to defend against because you don't see it and because it then is coming in so quickly from space that you're not going to be able to put any kind of missile shield up against it. So it's a real killer weapon. It's a whole new weapons category that we created the technology for it. But in the Obama administration, many of the same people now in the Biden administration, they thought it would be provocative if the United States developed these weapons. So we didn't do it. But the Chinese took the research, which was openly available, and they said, great, we're going to do it. And so they've now created this whole new weapons class. In addition to that, they're building up a nuclear weapons stockpile. And then we learned in the last couple of days that they've done mock-ups of aircraft carriers in the desert, and they're using them as target practice for the Chinese military, how they would attack American aircraft carriers. So all these things taken together, in addition to China's much more bellicose rhetoric, their economic pushes, their sort of strong arming, economies and trade relationships all around the world. All that together is, I'm really nervous about China now. I was always nervous. I'm really nervous now. But what makes me even more upset is that it just seems to be like they're ignoring it in the Biden administration. They've cut the defense budget. They're developing these hypersonic weapons, but at a measly pace. They're not putting the kind of money into research and development, not only military research and development, but economic manufacturing research and development that we have put in previous decades in the United States. And what are they concerned with? I mean, they go to Capitol Hill and they're testifying about which pronouns to use in training manuals. And even the military own report, internal reports, are saying, look, if we had to go to war with China in the South China Sea, we probably don't win. And the reason they're giving, American military is giving, is that, well, when the military is so focused on political correctness and which pronouns and the woke ideology, that something fell out of the bottom of the training. And what fell out of the bottom? Warfighting. That's what makes me even more upset.
So, and it's interesting, we've had similar conversations about this in recent weeks, but I want to drill down a little bit more specifically here. Was the wokeness in the military that you're seeing expressed right now, was that at the directive of the new administration, or did that coincide during the Trump years, kind of bridging Obama to Biden? What happened to these woke initiatives that kind of Obama started during the Trump time? Were they always present?
Yeah, and, you know, so why is the senior military leadership so screwed up? It's because a lot of the generals today, they're Obama generals. They were people who were advanced and promoted during the Obama administration when this whole ideology, Cultural Revolution ideology started coming to the fore. And so the generals who are now leading the United States military and the admirals, they were people who were selected in part because they advocated this approach. So here we are in the Biden administration, and it's all coming full bore. You know, remember, the Biden administration, there's nobody new in the Biden administration. These are all people who have been in the Obama administration, the civilian people. They maybe had left government, but they're coming back into government now in the Biden administration. The military leadership, they were promoted by President Obama and his leadership and his cabinet,
right,
so that they're now in the most senior position. So it didn't come out of no place. It's been around, but now it's been given full-throated support.
Well, I know that one of the things that I was really frustrated by with the Obama time is that it appeared as though he liked to use the military as his own little laboratory for social experimentation. And so you had the forays of, you know, this woke stuff, the trans service people being housed with, you know, non-trans, and all the discussions of sexual expression kind of one way up and down the spectrum. And it seemed as though, at least in the Trump era, that we got back to, you know, dropping missiles on Syria when they gassed their people and telling Xi Jinping that he's not going to have a free reign over things, and telling North Korea, you know, you can do what you want to, but we're watching you and you're not getting away with anything. So I'm just, at what point does the culture of the military cease to be dependent upon the commander-in-chief or the vision that's being reflected back down to it, and that it could survive, you know, 4 years of Trump leadership and then suddenly reignite under Biden is very concerning to me.
Yeah, you mean sort of burrow underground.
Right.
And then come back even with a fuller fury than it had before. I think a lot of it is, and having been in the Trump administration, especially in the early days, the Trump administration didn't really understand or comprehend how bad the swamp was and
gotcha.
How bad the Washington bureaucracy was. And I think, I mean, I've been in government before, so I kind of figured it would be bad. I didn't figure it would be that bad. And most of the other people who joined the Trump administration had never been in government before, including the president.
So these generals actually want all this stuff. They're not doing it against their will, going, oh, man, this guy's kind of nuts. Because that's what the servicemen are thinking right now. That's what the fighting men and women are thinking.
That's right, and I think you're important. It's important, the distinction that you've just made. The average guy, the actual soldiers, the actual, you know, sailors that are on the ships, the enlisted men, the junior officers, they understand we have a major problem. But their bosses, the generals, the woke generals, who've become so political in the last, say, decade, you know, there's a real discontinuity between the two. That's why a lot of the reports that are featuring commentary by the junior officers and the enlisted paint a very different picture than the generals who trot up to Capitol Hill and have the woke agenda.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, while we were trying, for example, we were trying to evacuate Afghanistan, that shambolic evacuation, and what was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff doing while this was happening? He was on Capitol Hill testifying about wokeism,
yeah,
about critical race theory, and about how they're going to make sure the military is all on board in the woke agenda. That guy should have been doing his job.
No, that's right, KT. Thank you for your insight. It is Radio Night Live, and KT McFarland's thoughts can be found in a podcast at the Kevin McCullough section of SoundCloud or iTunes. Hope you'll check it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal appeals court has upheld its stay on President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees. In a 22-page ruling on Friday, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the mandate was fatally flawed and barred OSHA from enforcing the mandate pending adequate judicial review of a motion for permanent injunction. Medicare premiums are on the rise. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Going up, Medicare premiums are. The federal government making a Friday night announcement that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, boosting monthly payments for those in the lowest income bracket from about $148 a month to about $170 a month.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, big thanks to KT McFarland for joining us, and coming up yet, Kristen B. Tate, and more music from Zach Williams. We kind of break open the holiday sounds. He's got a rockin' version of Go Tell It on the Mountain that we're going to get to tonight. Stick around. Lots more straight ahead. This last week, I took my bride on a little getaway that involves some physical activity. There's a yoga practice that we are engaged in. It's fairly cardiovascular, good for the heart, very good for the muscles, etc. But in this little getaway, two of the instructors were with the group, and I made the mistake of saying, you know, one of the instructors doesn't make us hold chair pose as long as the other one. And I don't know if you've ever been in the chair pose. It's like trying to sit as though you're on a chair, but not having a chair behind you. So just do that for, 10 seconds. And imagine that times 30 seconds to a minute, to 2 minutes. And you, your calves start hurting, your thighs start hurting, your knees, your toes, everything starts, because we're not used to being in that kind of stressed position. And the lesson for me was, don't ever compare one of the instructors to the other, because it's guaranteed the next time, in the very next class, you're going to be doing that pose for a lot longer than you'd ever thought you were before, which in fact it did happen. But one of the things that they say in our exercise class and on a pretty regular basis is that the only way to the end of a problem is through it. And I can't help but think about that when we're discussing the slavery issue in Sudan. And you've heard me, if you've listened to us on Saturday nights for any length of time, you know that this is something that my family personally is a big believer in. But we get ouchy when we have to hold a chair pose for 3 minutes with our legs aching and hurting and saying, oh, please stop. I cannot imagine for even a half second what a young woman like Abuk Tonton has to go through. Abuk is one of the first stories I ever heard of one of the slaves that we've liberated in Sudan. And Abuk was very, very small when she was taken into captivity, and she witnessed the death of both of her parents on the travel into slavery into the north. This was before there was a divide between the two countries, North Sudan, South Sudan. But as she was then separated from her family, she saw a brother be shot to death in the head. She witnessed her father be murdered. She witnessed her mother be raped and murdered. And then they sent her to a different place than they sent her sister to. And for the next number of years, she would experience on a regular basis, repeated sexual assault and rape, not only by the slave master, but by the male sons of the slave, and she would endure incredible abuse, verbally and otherwise, from the slave master's wives, the plural, and the hatred that they would pour out on her because they would blame her for the sexual attention she would be shown that she did not ask for. You can't imagine the torment of being raped repeatedly, multiple times a week, for dozens of years of your life. She was also told she would have to become a certified, legitimate Islamic woman. And because she was Christian, what that meant was she was going to have to circumcise her own genitals. So they gave her a piece of a tin can, and they said, go down to the river and cut your flesh off. She almost died from the infection that set in. She had immense pain and illness for a very long time. And when CSI found her and they were able to negotiate her freedom and bring her back, you would think that the most overwhelming thing she would be focused on is her freedom and her reward. And yet she looked into her liberator's eyes and she said, please don't stop until they're all home. Friends, when I talk about Christian Solidarity International and the Slave Liberation Project, this is what we're doing every year. And because of your generosity, we have helped liberate more than 1,000 in the last 4 years. But there are 34 women whose names are on our list that we have not yet liberated this year. Our goal was 192. We're at 158 as of right now. But we need your help tonight. And every slave that is liberated tonight will be matched by a private donor who's just doing it to encourage us. 888-342-1010. Would you call right now and do what you can to liberate a life? You may be liberating someone who experienced everything that Abuk did, but it's going to change someone's life tonight when you do. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. More coming back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And the Ladies Lounge is still open. Again, if you want to help us liberate a female slave from Northern Sudan, it's 888-342-1010. And thank you for those of you that are considering and pondering. We want to do this before Christmas, and there's 34 women that need our help that are desperately hoping we will help them tonight. Now, a woman who needs no introduction is a regular with us in the Ladies Lounge, is Kristen B. Tate. And Kristen, everyone remembers, and you know, July 4th of this last year, the president was very high on the fact that he was offering everyone a saving of 16 cents for their July 4th celebration. Are we going to get such a reduction this year for Thanksgiving?
Not quite. I hope everyone has their 16 cents saved up from the 4th of July, because they're going to need it. This Thanksgiving is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving in American history, and a lot of recipes might not be able to be completed this year, depending on where you live, because certain ingredients will be very hard to find. Certain foods will not be readily available on shelves, and those that are available will be significantly more expensive this year. So, yeah, I hope everyone's got that 16 cents saved up.
Well, let's talk about what you broke down in the column, because there really is large reason to be concerned. Walk us through why Thanksgiving is going to be so expensive.
Yeah, sure. So not only is Thanksgiving going to be expensive, it could be pretty bad in a variety of ways. I mean, we could be in for a Thanksgiving from hell, because let's walk through this. Okay, first of all, everyone travels on Thanksgiving to see family. So the federal vaccine mandate for federal workers, which includes TSA employees, kicks in on November 22nd. The timing of that could not be worse, because that's just before Thanksgiving, when millions and millions of Americans are going to be trying to fly. And right now, or when I wrote that article a couple days ago, as of that day, only 60% of TSA workers had already gotten the vaccine. So you could have a very significant portion of TSA workers and flight air traffic control workers not working because they get laid off, or they could walk out and protest right before Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, you could see similar actions happening by pilots and workers for the private airlines. We've seen them sort of protest these looming vaccine mandates as well. So if you're traveling, there's a decent shot your flight's going to get canceled. You could get stranded at airports, or you could just have really delayed flights. Now, if you're driving to see family, we all know fuel is through the roof right now, and it's just going up. So gas is expensive. And then when you actually get to Thanksgiving, your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost way more than previous years because of inflation, all of these supply chain issues. You know, there's a huge shortage of truckers. So Thanksgiving is expected to cost a lot more. Food is up, meat is up, everything's up. And then the shortages on shelves could be happening in certain parts of the country as well, simply because the supply chain is so broken that we can't even get certain products on the shelves.
Talk to me about the actual practicality of this. For instance, turkey, 200% more expensive than it was in 2019.
Yes, everything is significantly up, especially meat. In fact, in some parts of the country, you might not even be able to find turkeys because, as you know, there are fewer of them to go around this year. So if you're a late purchaser of your turkey, you might not be able to find one. And it's really pathetic because the mainstream media is trying to act like this is totally normal and trying to make some Americans think this is a good thing. I saw the New York Times tweet an article that their food reviewer posted online yesterday, basically trying to prepare people for not having turkeys and spinning it well. The writer for the New York Times says, if the roast turkey disappeared from your Thanksgiving table, would you miss it? Basically arguing that turkey's an outdated thing. We don't really need to eat turkey. You know, just sort of softly trying to get Americans used to the idea that we need to lower our expectations. It all falls into the new mantra of the Joe Biden administration, which is lower your expectations. But, you know, Americans are smart. They see what's going on. They feel what's going on in their wallets. And this is really scary stuff, Kev, because guess what? These government workers, they all get, you know, salary adjustments in line with inflation every year. They don't have to worry about their jobs, especially right, the ones at the top of the ladder like Joe Biden. But it's the people working to keep the lights on, the people working to put food on the table for their families, the good, hardworking Americans. These people are feeling the increased costs, and it's hurting them. The Democrats have single-handedly destroyed almost every part of this country and jacked up costs on every consumer good and food product.
It's not like we're currently involved in a war or a national crisis that was visited upon us by external forces. In fact, when you're talking about the oil and gas shortage, it was Joe Biden that shut down pipelines, and even this last week talked about openly shutting down another one that serves exclusively the Midwest. And we don't have enough energy as it is. And just a year ago, when the Trump administration was getting ready to leave office, we had an energy surplus in this country. We were producing more energy than what our country could use, and we were selling our energy to other countries. That we are no longer an independent exporter of energy. We're now buying, importing energy that there's really no reason for us to be doing.
Exactly. But these bureaucrats are so out of touch with normal Americans that they don't see a problem with shutting a pipe down, line down right now. They will do anything and sacrifice anyone in their quest for utopia, left-wing utopia, which they will never, ever achieve.
Right.
So it's just more tyranny on top of tyranny in search of their left-wing progressive utopia, and they are totally out of touch with the real Americans, the people who work every day to keep this country running. If most of these bureaucrats just left the country tomorrow, no one would notice. They're not doing anything critical to keep the country moving. It's the guys who are driving the trucks, the people who are working at the gas stations, the people who are working at the energy companies, the people working at the grocery stores. These are the Americans who keep the country going, and they realize they are the ones who get hurt by these inflated prices, and they know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, that TSA deadline for vaccination coming 3 days before the Thanksgiving holiday, which is the most traveled holiday in the country every year, is very, very interesting. We will be watching to see what happens. Kristen B. Tate, always appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Always an honor, Kev. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Radio Night Live continues. Zach Williams is back with us in a very special opener to the holiday season. It's coming up next here on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
help us with CSI and liberating a human slave tonight, the number is 1-888-342-1010. Every slave we liberate tonight is going to be matched person per person. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, and this time from the set of The Chosen's Christmas special, this is Zach Williams and Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.